Welcome into the special edition on Texas football. My name is Jerry Hamilton, joined by 2026 four-star quarterback Troy Hoon out of Mission Hills, San Marcos, California, Mission Hills High School. Hey, Troy, thanks for taking the time to join us tonight.
Yes, sir. Of course. Always. I'm really blessed and grateful to be on this show.
Hey, so first thing I want to ask you is, you know, look, if when you go to camps, people change your height and weights on all your profiles around the recruiting industry. So update everybody your height and weight currently.
Yes, sir. So I'm 6'4", around 200 to 205 pounds.
Okay. And are you 17 or are you still 16?
16. I turned 16 in December 23rd, so I'll turn 17 in December 23rd.
Okay, so turn 17 in December. All right, we're going to talk a little bit about your recruiting later, right? But this is more, I wanted people to get to know you. So let's talk about this. When's the first time you remember picking up a football?
The first time I remember picking up a football, so I didn't start playing quarterback until freshman year of high school.
Okay.
So I was always an O lineman, D lineman, tight end. But I didn't start playing. So I picked up football when I was obviously really young. So I played receiver a little bit, flag football. So I would say around first grade, maybe kindergarten when I picked up the football. But it's always been my passion. I didn't really get too involved in the football until obviously freshman year is when I stopped playing basketball, stopped playing baseball. But everything that's helped me my journey, like being O-lineman, D-lineman, tight end, it just helps me for right now.
Dude, that's wild to hear that you played offensive line. Like, what were you, like a left tackle? I mean, what'd you play?
Yes, sir. So I was a left tackle, but I was always the youngest on the team, so I played up. I remember I was in fifth grade, and I was playing with sixth and seventh. And so my dad was the O-line coach at the time, and so I was just always – he kind of just stuck me there. I didn't really care too much about football. Fifth grade was my first, like, tackle football year. But then, like, I kept getting more interested into it. And then my uncle really got me involved with playing quarterback. He said I had a great build, great size, great arm strength for baseball and all that. And so he started training me a little bit when I was in seventh grade and a little bit in eighth grade. But eighth grade, I didn't play quarterback because of some, like, I mean, a little bit politics and all that. But, I mean, I played tight end. And then I got to start when we went to Florida and went to Nationals in eighth grade. But at first year playing quarterback, I would say freshman year.
What was your first kind of like, what do you remember first about playing quarterback? Was it like, okay, this is a lot more difficult than I thought? Oh, shoot, I'm actually pretty good at this naturally kind of. What was that initial impression when you started playing quarterback and your thoughts?
Yes, sir. I mean, I knew quarterback's a hard position. In my opinion, it's one of the hardest positions in all sports. I mean, it's the mental game and physical game, all of it involved, but I would say my first reaction was like, it kind of came a little natural to me just throwing the football because of baseball and all that. So I had natural arm strength, I would say, but I wasn't the best mover by all means. I'm definitely just growing into my body. I was always a bigger kid, like I said, and it's just growing into my body, growing into my big feet and all that. But it came natural with the arm strength and all that. But this other stuff, I always had to work on it.
All right. So you said big feet. What size shoe do you wear then?
I wear 14, but I've been wearing 14 since around seventh grade.
Oh, that's
so it's crazy. Just like, yeah, sir. It's stopped, but I wear size 14.
Wait. So how tall were you in seventh grade then?
Seventh grade. So fifth grade, I was like 5'4", 5'6".
Okay.
And then in seventh grade, when COVID hit, I just got a bunch of sleep and all that. And I get 10 hours of sleep still, 10 to 9. But in seventh grade, I was like 6'2", and now I'm 6'4". So I've grown 2 inches since seventh grade.
So you weren't like 5'10 with a 14 shoe. So you didn't look like a clown walking around or something. Okay. You actually started to grow into that foot size. Okay. Because, you know, I wore 13 in seventh grade, and I was like 5'10". And you look really like – you feel awkward.
Yeah, that big at that age. It's like you have clown shoes on.
Yeah. So, hey, talk about this. When did you realize I love football and I love playing quarterback?
Yes, sir. Like I said, I mean, I started at a young age, but I really started to love football when I would say kind of eighth grade range when I started playing tackle. I mean, I just loved the game. I loved being out there with my best friends at the time and all that. And it just helped me grow as a person as well. I mean, everything's helped me grow as a person. That's just one really big thing. But I didn't start – I mean, I loved the game from the start, but I would say – when I got into freshman year is when I stopped playing all those other sports, and that's where it really just started to hit, and I was like, I love football, and that's my passion.
So when did you start working with Danny Hernandez?
Yes, sir. I started working with Danny Hernandez after my freshman year. So I think it was December after Christmas, so like late December, early January. But I mean, if I never got with Coach Danny, I don't think I would be where I am. He's a great coach. He helped me with everything, recruiting process, all of it. And my mechanics have just evolved ever since I started working with him.
So what were some of the early things? Do you remember some of the early things he worked with you on? And what are y'all working on now?
Yes, sir. Some of the early stuff was just getting out of my baseball throwing motion. Yeah. I had a long stride. I had a long motion out of my throwing arm. And my off arm was down. I was just like, I was tilt. And so that was just a lot of stuff I was working on. I feel like now I have a quicker foot strike in the beginning. And then my throwing motion is really tight and it's quicker. And a big thing for me is just keep my off arm, try not to tilt and all that when I'm throwing, but just keep your spine straight as well. That's some of the stuff we're working on now. But I mean, like I said, I've grown so much since the start.
Who is there? Quarterbacks, couple of quarterbacks you study? You kind of like, well, maybe, you know, I'll allow you young guys watch YouTube videos of guys, right? And or watch if you don't watch them on TV. Are there some quarterbacks that you study? Kind of mannerisms, way they play the game that you kind of maybe not idolize, but maybe pattern yourself after a little bit?
Yes, sir. I mean, one of the big names would be Tom Brady, obviously, but I loved watching Aaron Rodgers. It's just, he's so fluent when he throws the football. Everything's just so easy to him. I mean, his arm strength's just so natural, and it's just, he's so fun to watch. I mean, sadly, he got hurt last season, but I can't wait for this next season to watch him throw. I mean, he's just a great player.
So let's go. Let's get to your first year starting varsity, which is this year. So I'm gonna your stats. We're gonna kind of go through those for the Texas fans and any other fan base that are watches. 133. If this is correct, off of Max Preps, you tell me if it wasn't. 133, 223, 1623 yards, 16 touchdowns, 10 games. Your first season starting. Do you remember that first snap? How nervous were you? I mean, look, because it's the first varsity football game, right? I mean, there are some nerves. We're going to watch your huddle here. I'm about to start getting your thoughts on what we see on this huddle. But how nervous were you your first snap, that first series?
That's a funny one. I mean, the first series, I was a little nervous. I mean, the first varsity start, we played a great team. That team we played that first game, they were the best team in San Diego last year.
Who was it?
It was Granite Hill. So we'll play them again week one this year. I mean, another matchup. I mean, it was probably one of the best games of the season, in my opinion. And this upcoming year, I mean, it's gonna be fun to watch. But it was a little nervous. I remember I handed the ball off. We had an RPO going, so we had a stick read, I believe it was a stick read, but stick with the slice. And so I was reading my plumb line guy. He went out to the stick, so I handed the ball off. But it was a little nervous. But I got over it towards the game, end of the game, and I was just growing ever since the first game to the last game. I grew so much.
Yeah, I was going to say, we're watching your huddle highlights right here. If you're watching this, what do you tell people you do well? What do you do well as a passer, as a quarterback, as we go through some of these huddle highlights?
Yes, sir. I mean, I feel like I do well with my accuracy. I feel like since last season and now, I feel like my accuracy has gotten so much better. But just being able to extend plays is something I'm working on this offseason. Obviously, my film doesn't show too much of it. But being able to extend plays, get that third down, run on that third down, get that first down is a big thing for me this offseason. Be able to move in the pocket and all that, being comfortable in the pocket. And I feel like this season I was obviously a little new, so that experience and the pocket presence wasn't there too much yet. Towards the end of the season, I felt more comfortable. But a big thing is just my arm strength and my accuracy is really shows here.
That was a great ball you just threw there. What's your favorite route?
You got
one to throw, which what is it?
It would be a glance. And so fourth outside step is how we run it, and then just hard post. So it's a fun one. You can either let it fly or you can throw it on the line right before that safety hits. It's a fun one.
So, again, we're watching you here. What's the most important thing to being a big-time quarterback in your mind?
Yeah, so the most important thing for me is that leadership. It's got to, I mean, for some people it comes natural, some people it doesn't, but that leadership is a big role. And being able to step into that leadership role this year is a big thing for me. Like last year I was a sophomore and it was a senior heavy team. And so I wasn't able to do too much. I was able to show up my actions. So that's one way I lead. But this year, I mean, I'm able to show up my actions. I'm able to talk to these guys and just tell them what I'm thinking and all that. Being a leader is just a big thing. But being a leader and just the mental side of it, I mean, the physical side for a lot of people, it just happens. And for some people, they got to work for it. I mean, everyone's going to have to work to get to that next level. But a big thing is the mental part for me, just being able to make those quick decisions and make those get to those third or fourth progressions on those reads and all that. It's a big thing to get that next level.
Yeah, as we continue to watch this, I want to kind of go through your family in athletics. Tell people, mom, I believe your mom was a college basketball player, right? And now she's a basketball coach, both high school and AAU. If I'm wrong, correct me on that. But kind of talk about your mom and her athletic background.
Yes, sir. So she played basketball at FIU, so Florida International University. Okay. And so she played there. She was a great college. She's a great college player. And then I think she coached around in college for a little bit. I think it might have been Eastern Carolina, or I think it was Eastern or Coastal, one of those two. And then she's just been – she got into high school basketball, I think, 5 or 6 years ago. And then since then, she's just coached my little sister and my older sister. So my older sister's now – she's transferring to the University of Texas Rio Grande.
Yeah.
And so that's not too far from Austin, but – she's playing there, and then my other sister, who's in eighth grade, she's about to coach her. She's about to go into high school, so that'll be exciting. But she's been a basketball coach her whole – she's been involved with basketball her whole entire life, and now she's just coaching, and she's trying to help my little sisters get to that next level as well.
So, obviously, you played a lot of hoops growing up. How did that help you athletically, and now thinking about it as a quarterback, how did maybe basketball help you? What position did you play in hoops?
Yes, sir. So in hoops, I was all, like I said, I always played up because I felt like I was one of the better kids. But I mean, I don't want to say that, not anymore, but I'm not too good at basketball now. But I always played up when I was in fifth grade. I was always playing with sixth or seventh. I was always playing up, but I played either power forward or center because I was the bigger kid. But I feel like it really helps with those quarterback movements, those quick maneuvers and all that, to get away from the rush, get away from that DN, make those moves and extend the play as well. So it really helps when it comes to, like, football-wise. I know a lot of quarterbacks now are playing basketball, and it shows. I mean, a lot of them, it helps them on the field. And overall, I mean, I would say now I could still hoop a little bit, but not too much. But it definitely helped me.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about recruiting, man. Again, thank you very much, Troy, for joining us on Texas Football, just special edition. To just get to know you a little bit, more than what you see on the huddle tape, right? More than what people are looking up on a profile, recruiting profile. So you picked up an offer today. Who was that?
Kentucky.
So how many offers did that make? I don't think people have the offers updated. Where are you at now?
27 now.
27. And your first offer was Arizona State. When was that?
I believe it was February 1st. Yes, sir.
Okay. And so what's this process been like so far for you? Because, I mean, you're just now finishing your sophomore year of high school. Is it more than you thought it'd be? Has it happened quicker than you thought it'd be? Kind of where's your head at with how all this process has gone?
Yes, sir. It's definitely more than I ever dreamed of. I mean, I never even, as a little kid, I never even thought, like, college football would be my thing. I never thought about that. And I mean, it's just so much more than I expected. And I'm really grateful for all this, all the coaches that have recruited me, everything in this process, everybody that's been with me. It's just so such a blessed thing for me to have and all that. But I'm just trying to take it one step at a time. But that's a big thing for me. I mean, I'm only 16 years old, and I know this next decision will be a big decision. I mean, it's the next chapter of my life. But just trying to have fun with it and take it all in.
So how about your parents? Is it kind of overwhelmed them a little bit? Because what comes with the recruiting process is when a lot of people offer you, what do they ask? Hey, we want to get you on campus. Can you come visit? Well, then you're looking around saying, this is a lot of places. I can't go to all of them. How have y'all kind of worked together to get you to the places you wanted to look at with understanding it's expensive to go to all these places?
Yes, sir. It's definitely a lot of money. And my dad does a great job. He does all the research. He has a notebook with so many things in it. He does all the research, so he helps me out a lot. But my parents, I mean, we've sat down multiple times just to talk about this because it's getting real now, and it's getting to that part where a lot of people are putting out their top tens, and they're starting to commit soon. I mean, I know a few people have committed. Like, there's Jared Curtis, who committed to Georgia. And so it's getting real now, but, I mean, just trying to take it one step at a time. And, I mean, I know – I'm really grateful for everybody that's recruited me, but I know I can't make it out everywhere. It's a lot of money and all that.
What campuses have you been on so far through this process?
Yes, sir. So after my freshman season, I visited Arizona State, and then I went to Florida, UCF, Texas A&M, and LSU as the campuses I've been on. And then after this season, I took a Midwest trip, and so I went to Penn State, Michigan, Notre Dame, and Ohio State, and then I went back down to Austin to see Texas. And then while I was out there in Georgia for the Elite 11, I went to go see Clemson as well.
Okay. What on those campuses you've been on, which one really, it doesn't mean this is the school you're going to end up at, but did one of those campuses or stadiums really catch your eye and said, okay, I knew about this, but man, that was really cool to actually be there. I mean,
every place I've been at, it's big time football. And I'm really grateful to be able to play in big time football. And they all have crazy stadiums. Like, I remember walking into Texas Stadium and I was like, wow, it's real and it's huge. I mean, I remember going on game day, just like seeing everything. And I was like, this is a lot of people. The culture here is crazy. Everybody is supporting Texas football. And it's a great feeling to have as a recruit and all that. But every campus I've been on, they have huge stadiums holding over 100,000. I'm like, this is crazy. Like, I don't know how they play in it, but I mean, we're going to figure it out and it's going to be a fun one. I can't wait till I get to college and play in that next level.
Yeah. So what Texas game did you attend last year?
The Kansas State game. It was okay, a fun game.
You were there for a wild game too then.
Yes, sir. It was a wild game. I know Quinn was hurt, so Malik Murphy was playing at the time. Malik had a great game. And I know they were up by a lot, but they started to settle down a little bit, and then they came back. But it was a wild game. It was a fun one. I mean, Coach Stark did a great job just leading that team and taking them to a victory.
Last thing before we let you go, and obviously Troy is scheduled to be in Austin this Saturday for the UT Elite Camp on June 1st. But let's talk about Texas for a second. Steve Sarkisian, how's that relationship with you and Sark? Y'all have been building. What are those conversations? What have they been like when you've been on campus with him and AJ Milwee?
Yes, sir. I mean, Coach Sark's just a quarterback guy. I mean, every system he's coached at, he's gone quarterbacks to that next level, which is always a dream of mine to play in the NFL. And I know he runs a quarterback-driven offense, which is a big thing to get to that next level. And my relationship with him is just great, and we're going to continue building that. I mean, it's a big decision to get – I mean, like I said, it's a big decision for my next chapter. And, I mean, getting to know the head coach is going to be really important. And I know Coach Stark loves Texas football, and I know he's not leaving anytime soon. But my relationship with him is great. And, obviously, Coach Milwee, I mean, we talk every single week. I talk every single Wednesday. I hate when I have to miss a Wednesday talking to him, but he's a great guy. I mean, he's a great person. Like, outside of football and all that, I love talking to him. I remember going out there for my last time visit in April, early April, and just spending time with him. I was playing Uno with his little kids as well. And so spending time with his kids and all that, it's great. Coach Milwee's awesome.
Hey, so and obviously when you've been on campus, have you got a chance to talk with Trey Owens, Archer, Quinn? Kind of have you picked their brain, and what have you guys kind of talked about?
Yes, sir. I mean, I've just noticed that Trey Owens, I mean, he just got there, and he had a great spring game. He had a great spring. Every single practice, I've heard great things from Coach Milwee from him. But he had a great spring, and, I mean, Arch Manning's developing every single day. I mean, he also had a great spring game. I know Quinn didn't play too much because they didn't want to get him hurt or anything, but he also had a great game, a great spring. Just watching them when I was at those practices, they're all so close in those meetings as well. I mean, they're all together and all support each other. They all want to win a national championship, which is huge.
Hey, so when you go on these visits, what are you looking for? I mean, are you a guy that sits back and kind of takes it all in? Do you have questions ready going into these visits that you've been on? Kind of how do you approach the visit process? How are you going to approach Saturday to visit the Texas?
I mean, the first time going there, I try to let it all settle in and just notice everything I can, try to get everything I can. But those second times I come, I mean, I'm going to be asking a little bit more questions. And Saturday come, I'm going to have my mom with me and all that. So my mom will be a great time for her to meet Coach Stark and Coach Milwee and all those coaches. But, I mean, we'll have some questions definitely and just see where I'm at with all that. I mean, it's a big decision. I've been out to Texas a lot now. And so it's getting to the point where, I mean, I really like Texas. They're definitely one of the top schools on my list. But it's getting more to the point where, I mean, I got to continue building that relationship with Coach Stark and all those coaches, and you never know if I can commit or not.
Hey, so last thing for you, Troy, what's your ultimate goal in football? I mean, obviously you said you want to play in the NFL. What are those ultimate goals? Maybe this year, high school, and then long term?
Yes, sir. So this year, I mean, a big thing for me this year is winning that Open Division title. So be the best team in San Diego and also win state. That's a big thing for me. I mean, winning is a great attribute to have out of a quarterback. I mean, you can't coach winning. I mean, you could be a winner. Like Texas, they're a winning program. So that's a great thing. But for me, this season is just win those games, win those big times games, and be the best team in San Diego and possibly the best team in the state for Division One, or I mean, overall state would be awesome as well. But overall, I mean, for college, I would love to start my freshman year when I get there. That's a total goal. I mean, it's not saying that it's going to happen or anything, but I'm going to keep working every single day to get to that goal. I mean, after that, obviously, a big dream of mine would be able to get to the NFL and just have a long-lasting career in the NFL would be huge. I mean, to support my family as well because they support me so much.
All right, guys, that is Troy Hune. Thank you very much for joining us today on the special edition of On Texas Football. I hope fans, other fans of other colleges who tune into this, get to know Troy a little bit more than what you turn on the huddle tape and watch him or go look at his profiles on various recruiting websites. So, Troy, thank you very much for joining us, man. Really appreciate it. And best of luck this year. And you never know. Maybe On Texas Football will be out there to watch you play this year. I hope we get a chance to do that. But thanks very much for joining us. And we'll see you Saturday.
Yes, sir. See you Saturday. I can't wait. Thank you for this opportunity. Thank you.
You got it. Thank you very much.